Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of sanity right here on the real side. On the real side. Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. Yeah, it's hard to give up the old ways. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Dan Pill is going to join us after the break, because I tell you what, it's funny, but listening to people complain, known Democrats, known lefties, complaining about how much they had to pay in taxes this year. And I love it, because I go, what you wanted, isn't it? Oh, I didn't want higher taxes. No, it's what you voted for. You got exactly what you voted for. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to send me an email, you got to send it to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Always a pleasure. We've got really some freaky, crazy stuff going on. So we'll have a little fun with those before I bring Dan on, because when we're talking about the IRS, yeah, that we got issues. You know what I mean? Anyhow, so I don't even know what to do with this one. This is hilarious. Apparently, there's a new, you know how we had the ecosexuals and we had all this other stuff? Now we have the fictosexual. You there? Hello, is this thing on? Fictosexual, that's right. A man married a hologram bride, but he's struggling to emotionally bond with her. This, you know, it used to be years ago that if you show some kind of mental deficiencies, we would get you help, right? We'd get somebody to come in and maybe, do a little consultation and decide what you needed. Now we just go, well, hey, that's cool. A fictosexual man, yeah, ficto, you heard me, who wed a fictional computer-synthesized pop singer. Now, remember, you know, Barack Lori wrote a book about the sex bots, right? Sex robots. And that they were becoming more and more popular, if you would. All right? Mostly in Asia, working their way across the globe. Right, and this is not exactly, but this, we're getting to where, what he was talking about. So this man, quote unquote, married this fictional computer synthesized pop singer, but they're unable to communicate. Akiko Kondo, 38, was dating Hatsune Miko, depicted in a pop culture as a 16-year-old with turquoise hair. He dated her for, God, for a decade before they had an unofficial wedding ceremony. One of many who identified as a fictosexual, or someone who's sexually attracted to a fictional character, spent 2 million yen, or about $17,000, on nuptials. His family would not attend. Now married for 4 years, Kondo 38 said his relationship has hit a roadblock. He can no longer speak to Miko due to a technological hurdle. The picture of this is just amazing. It looks like something, I don't know, what do they call those, you know, the Japanese cartoons, really bad ones? Now, while Kondo acknowledges his relationship might be a little odd, he understands Miko isn't a real person. It doesn't change his feelings for her, though. Since falling in love with her in 2008, Kondo was finally able to interact with Miku for the first time in 2017, thanks to a gate box. A $1,300 machine that allows device owners to interact with characters via holograms and even unofficially buried. Look at where we're going with this stuff. We used to laugh at these things as one-offs, and you know, you got the whack toys here and there, not a big deal, right? But then you start seeing what's happening as it starts taking off and people start, you know, doing it. You've got now, what is it, drag queen camps for kids? Right? We thought it was a one-off here and there. We had that one young man that they were letting him into bars in New York, strip clubs at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. When kids aren't even allowed in clubs that serve alcohol in most cases. But we were allowing this stuff. We're allowing this stuff to happen. I'm not going to say that we're encouraging it, but pretty darn close. So when do we stop it? When do we get in the way of this stuff? Do you know what I mean? Again, it's just, to me, it's amazing, and I get the biggest kick out of it. God, that stuff just doesn't speak for a loop. 48th is demands the public schools ban the Holy Bible. Yep. Now, when you think about this, again, it's who's it bothering? They want to ban it from schools. Now, usually the Bible in schools is taught as literature. But in this case, they don't even want the word Bible said in the school. And that, this is perfect. Anyway, so we'll see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Dan Pillow joins us right after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide super soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Come on, I'm enjoying the bass line. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really appreciate the time that you're spending with you. You know, the three words that make people crazy. No, it's not I love you. It's the Internal Revenue Service. You know, you hear from the IRS, you see that letter from the IRS, and it just sends shockwaves or chills up your spine, if you would. And it was, I won't say the kind of function it was. I was at a function the other day that was mostly Democrats, and they were complaining about tax pain. Some of them had paid three times what they paid last year. Shock. Surprise, isn't it? And they don't think things through. They don't think about who they're voting for, what that, you know, leads to happening. So I listened to these little packs of people talking, and I was just amazed at the ignorance, the time we don't take to really understand what's going on, especially with your taxes, where it's such a big deal. It's something that you should be paying attention to. Some of them have been waiting years to try to settle some of their tax claims with the IRS. And I love it that we, you know, like I said to you the other night, I'm not the expert. I don't claim to be expert. Matter of fact, don't listen to me if I talk to you about taxes because I ain't there either. I bring on the people that have a clue. The Tax Man, Dan Pilla, joins me. Tax Help Online is where you can find him. TaxHelpOnline.com. And Dan, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate my time with you.
Well, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, Joe. Thanks for having me.
So let's do a Reader's Digest reset, if you would, and kind of explain. I love your dad's story. Sorry. Go through your dad's story again and what got you into this. Let's start off there.
Well yeah. Let me tell the listeners what exactly I do, and then we'll talk about how I got into it.
No. Let them figure it out.
Go ahead. I do tax litigation work, Joe. What that means is I help individuals and small businesses when they have IRS enforcement problems. I don't prepare tax returns. I never have. I've been in this business for over 40 years, and that business is tax problems resolution. IRS abuse prevention and cure, taxpayers' rights issues, that sort of thing is what I deal with. I got started in this business in the as a result of problems my father had. He had a small business here in our hometown of St. Paul, Minnesota, got behind on his employees' withholding taxes. In 1974, the IRS shut his business down. They padlocked the doors. They auctioned the equipment off for a couple cents on the dollar. And in 1978, 79, right in there somewhere, they turned their attention to our family home. And they tried to seize and sell it for the back tax liability. That's when I got started. I came home one day, and my mom was sitting at the table, and she got this letter from the IRS in her hands, and she hands it to me and said, "What, you know, what do you make of this?" And I read it, and I said, "Well, it looks like they're gonna try to take the house." And she said, "Well, you know, what do we do about it?" Of course, I had no idea. I was about 18 at the time. So I had no clue what to do. But what I did, Joe, is I went over to local law school, and I went into the library, and I started fumbling around the Internal Revenue Code, and I didn't even know what I was looking for. I was just literally fumbling through this tax code, and I stumbled onto an area of the tax code that deals with taxpayers' rights issues and limits the power of the IRS, and I started reading in this section of the code. I didn't get six pages into it and discovered that the IRS was proceeding illegally to seize my mother's home. She had nothing to do with my dad's business. It was his tax, not hers. Of course, she had an ownership interest in the house. How can the IRS take her house to settle his tax liability? Even at 18, that didn't make any sense to me. And so I did what any 18-year-old would do. I sued the IRS. And I found myself in a courtroom in Minneapolis not too long after that. And I was in this courtroom in front of a federal judge, and the IRS flew this attorney in from Washington, D.C., from the Justice Department, Tax Division, and he was there to try to get my case thrown out of court. And I remember I stood up in front of the judge and said, "Judge, you know, here's what they're trying to do, and here's what the law says about this, and, you know, the law doesn't allow them to do this. They shouldn't be able to get away with this." And I sat down, and my argument was about that long and about that polished. And this attorney from the DOJ stood up, and he started blathering on and on about court cases this and statutes that, and I had no idea what this guy was talking about, and I'm not sure he did either. But when he was finished, he sat down, the judge pointed his finger at him, or pointed his finger at me, I should say, and he looked at him, and he said, "He's right." In other words, "I'm right." And the judge slammed the gavel, and he stopped the IRS from taking that property. The judge did, and I've been, Joe, I've been stopping them ever since.
Yeah, I just love that story. I love every time I hear it. And I think it's really interesting, though, because people look at the numbers. And I love saying this about you because it's so true. When you hear some of these other tax companies, you know, they talk about the big bad IRS coming and, you know, taking your house, taking your kid. Well, they can take the kids, taking the house, taking the business, you know, taking your bank accounts, the whole nine yards. And you don't do that. You don't operate like that. You operate from a standpoint of, look, you know, the decision of the agent is not final. Let's work this through. Let's see what's going on and what's happening here. And a lot of times in dealing with you, it's about process, isn't it?
It's all about process, Joe. Everything's about process. They have a very specific set of procedures they have to follow, very specific steps they have to walk through, and they almost never follow their own rules. And when they're doing something, they almost always mess it up, just like they did in my dad's case, you know, what, 40-plus years ago. They make the same mistakes today. And so here's what I like to say to people, Joe, and I say this over and over again, and you'll see this right on the homepage of my website. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax problem. I don't care what your problem is. I don't care how long you've had the problem. I don't care what you've tried to do to fix the problem. I don't care who's told you you can't fix the problem. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. There's always a way to resolve the situation and get your life back on track.
Yeah, I agree. I see what you've done. I've heard what you've done. And people need to understand it truly is. You got to take a breath. Most people panic, to your point. You know, they shred those letters when they come in and go, letters from the IRS? I don't know what you're talking about. I never got any letters.
Yeah, if they even open the envelopes to begin with. I can't tell you how many times I've had a client come in the office, you know, with a grocery bag full of envelopes they've been getting from the IRS over the course of a couple of years. They haven't even opened them, Joe. So, I mean, how do you know you're supposed to be afraid of something you haven't even read? It could be a tax refund for all they know. Now, obviously it's not, but they don't know that because they're not looking at the mail.
Yeah, Dad, I got to tell you real quick. I got my son and I share the same business mailbox place. Now, he's in a different box than I am, but we share that. You hear the music. I got to tell you about this the other side of the break. You'll get the biggest kick out of this. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on your easily fixed tax problems. We'll be right back.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The former president of Ukraine is sharing a message with the world. Don't trust Vladimir Putin or be afraid of him. Petro Poroshenko making the comments as the war between Putin's Russia and Ukraine is now more than 2 months old. This as State Department spokesman Ned Price is dismissing any talk from Russia over a possible nuclear conflict.
I think we're hearing this from the Russians, and we've heard similar statements from the Russians for some time now, primarily for one reason. It is a means to distract.
Disney is claiming Florida's move to dissolve its special self-governing district is illegal. The Miami Herald reporting Disney sent a message to shareholders saying that eliminating the Reedy Creek Improvement District violates a pledge the state made when it enacted the district in 1967. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Double T, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Just get informed first. Instead of making stupid mistakes like some of us have done in the past, just simply get informed. Let me bring him back on. Dan Pilla, the Tax Man. You can find him at TaxHelpOnline.com. TaxHelpOnline.com. Grab any. Matter of fact, I'll let him tell you. Dan, tell them how they can get a bit of a consultation for you on their issue if they need.
Yeah, it's real simple, Joe. Just go to my website, TaxHelpOnline.com. It's all one word, no spaces of any kind, taxhelponline.com. You buy any of the books that we offer on the site at any price point. Doesn't make any difference what the price point is. You buy any book on the site, Joe, and you get a 15-minute consultation directly with me, directly and personally with me, not an associate. The conference is with me, so you read the book, you write your questions down, you get me on the phone, you'll have an appointment, you'll know exactly when and where to call. And I'll be expecting you because your name will be on my list, and we'll walk through your questions one at a time, and I'll get you going in the direction you need to go to get your situation under control. So TaxHelpOnline.com is the place to go.
So we were talking before the break, and I know we've talked about this before, but it fits right into people getting all puckered up when they see that letter from the IRS. So my son and I share one of those business mailbox places, right? He's got one box number. Yep. I've got another box number. And so when I went to pick up my mail and his mail the other day, there were three letters from the IRS in his box and three letters in my box. And under normal circumstances or abnormal circumstances, I would have, to your point, I would have taken those and shoved them in a shopping cart, bag somewhere, and said, "Oh God, I'll get to those when I have enough to drink."
So which one of the two of you panicked, Joe? Which one of the two of you panicked?
Well, no, actually, I giggled when I saw them. Like, okay, what now? And so I did open them up. Unlike most people, I didn't wait till I got home and calmed down. I just opened them up, and I think I told you the hilarious thing about it is, they would change of address letters. It probably cost them, $20 to send those out in total to tell me that they changed my address. They changed it back. They changed the address first. They changed it back, and then they fixed the change. three different letters to tell me that.
And your son's letter was behind. The same variety, change of address letters.
Yes.
Astonishing.
And they didn't, they changed one of them. One of them, because they were sweet numbers, one of them had like a S-T-E and then the number. One of them said the actual word, sweet, S-U-I-T-E, and the number. Yeah. And one just had the number. It's like, what do you care? It gets here anywhere. Leave it alone.
Yeah, it's amazing, Joe. It's astonishing. It really is. And what's amazing about that is we're dealing with an IRS right now that is so backlogged in their incoming mail processing, you'd think that they would turn the switch off on some of this stuff. Now, as a matter of fact, they did turn the switch off on some of this stuff, some of the outgoing mail. And I frankly think that it's a bit of a disservice. You know, there's a whole series of preliminary collection notices that the IRS will mail out. If you owe the IRS 50, you know, just pick a number, 5 grand, 50 grand, it doesn't make any difference how much. They go through a sequence of letters that they mail you before the string is out and they send the final notice of intent to levy. And now you better do something or they'll hit the paycheck in the bank account and take your money from you. But these are all a series of preliminary notices that basically set the stage for what's about to come. And if you pay attention to these notices, you can see exactly what's on the horizon and know precisely what's going on. Of course, the problem is too many people don't pay attention. But the IRS said that in an effort to cut back on incoming mail, they were shutting down outgoing mail, and it's these preliminary collection notices that they're turning the switch off for. And I personally think that's a bit of a disservice because people need to know what's on the horizon. Why don't they stop worrying about address change stuff and stop worrying about all of these other superfluous notices? And there are thousands of different letters the IRS mails. As a matter of fact, Joe, in a given year, the IRS will mail out about 100 million letters and notices to taxpayers concerning this issue or that issue. So, I mean, this is no small matter considering the fact that there's going to be about 160 million tax returns filed during this filing season, and 100 million notices are going out. Now, obviously, a lot of people are getting more than one notice, but even so, the volume of mail going out from the IRS is just simply overwhelming, and they need to, you know, be more careful about what they mail out. And in my opinion, they should continue to notify people about pending tax liabilities, outstanding tax liabilities, so folks can take action to get it fixed.
But Dan, does this open up a whole new door when you say they're not mailing out as many notices as they should? Should you get down to that moment where there's a levy, do you have a place to play to say, hey, look, we didn't get the proper notification. All of a sudden, we got this, and we need more time to act on it. I mean, does it give you anything to work with?
Yeah, that's a good question, Joe. Now, what they're not stopping is the so-called statutory notices, the notices that are required as a matter of law versus the courtesy notices. So, for example, if you owe the IRS 5 grand, you don't pay the money. They go through a series of courtesy notices before they send the so-called statutory notice. The statutory notice is a final notice of intent to levy, a notice of your right to a hearing. That's the letter that says you've got 30 days to pay the tax or file an appeal. If you don't do either one, as of the 31st day, we can levy anything, paychecks, bank accounts, automobiles. We can take anything that's not exempt. That's a statutory notice. They don't have the discretion to stop mailing statutory notices, Joe. They must send those out. The problem is all of the preliminary discretionary notices have stopped. So what will happen is people will get these notices, these final notices, the statutory notices, will come apparently out of the blue. And people will say, well, gee, I didn't know I owed this money, and now all of a sudden I got this final notice, and they're going to levy my paycheck, and what the heck am I supposed to do about that, as opposed to having this run-up period of time where they have an opportunity to seek counsel or go to the IRS's website or read one of my books or get some help someplace to figure out what's on the horizon. All of a sudden now they're faced with the statutory final notice of intent to levy.
Wow. So you get this notice of levy, right? And you want to respond to it. If you respond by mail, you're screwed because they may not get to it for 2 years. Do you get an agent? Do you get a number? Do you get a way to truly communicate with them?
Well, yeah. First of all, the final notice of intent to levy carries an appeal right, and people need to know this. This could be, Joe, the single most important right that taxpayers have when they deal with the IRS. It's called the right to a collection due process appeal. Now, in 1998, Congress passed a law called the IRS Restructuring and Reform Act. I was a consultant to the National Commission on Restructuring the IRS, and I made 33 specific recommendations for tax law changes to the commission, and one of them led to these collection due process appeal rights, where taxpayers had, in my opinion, at that time, I argued that taxpayers need to have an opportunity to challenge collection action before it starts, not after it starts. So up till that time, the IRS would shoot first and never bother to ask questions. Now you've got a pre-levy or pre-enforcement appeal rights called a collection due process appeal. In order to take advantage of that, you've got to respond to that final notice within 30 days. You've got to respond in writing by requesting a hearing. All right, and there's a form for doing that. It's called a Request for Collection Due Process Hearing. It's IRS Form 12153. Listeners, write that down. 12153, Request for a Hearing. When you mail that to the IRS, within 30 days of the date of the mailing of the final notice letter, all collection action has to stop. Now, you raise an important point, Joe. Well, what about the backlog? You mail the letter within 30 days. What if they don't process it within that 30 days? What if it takes 40 or 50 or 100 or 200 days to process it, which is very possible? You need to make sure, Joe, that you keep a copy of what you send. You have to send proof of mailing. I recommend that you mail this stuff by U.S. Priority Mail with tracking or by certified mail, and so that you could track the mailing through the IRS's system, because it doesn't matter when the IRS receives the request. What matters is when you sent it. So if there are overtures of collection after you've sent this notice, you can fax that into the IRS. This is called automated collection. Fax that into them, and that will stop collection in its tracks, but only if you can prove you mailed it.
Wow. And you know, if you get one of those notices of levy and you send in that letter or whatever it is, you've got proof that you send it in, and they do nail your money, as I've heard of happening, yep. You know, I don't know about it, but they do nail your money, you've got the ability, I would imagine, to get that back because you're the
Yeah, you will right? get it back. And as a matter of fact, we had a number of those cases in 2021 where the IRS didn't process these things timely, and we got clients' money back, and we did it a number of times.
Wow. All right, Joe Basile, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up, and we're going to prove to you that you don't have to get all nervous and everything when you get that letter. Seriously. Be back in a few minutes.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hit up the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You want to check out, we've got some great stories there. You know, there's a donate button, always a good place to go as well. And I appreciate so much the time that you have. Let me bring him on, though. Dan Pilla joins me. Dan Pilla is the tax man. And so check out the website, taxhelponline.com. Taxhelponline.com. We were talking about, talking about levies, talking about the mail and the IRS, and really, truly, frankly, they are so far behind now that you guys really have to pay attention to what you're doing. And, you know, Dan, I got to tell you something. I'm getting the biggest kick out of this because, you know, that little brochure we talk about the information, what is it, two-page brochure something like that, three-page little fold-out? All that info that you can use. But seriously, people, if you head over to taxhelponline.com, grab one of Dan's books, any one of them, and I'm sure one pertains to you. They're an easy read, and you'll know where you stand with this. You won't get so uptight when you see that letter. You won't get so nervous when you see that. But, you know, Dan, I'm not worried about the IRS because I got Bitcoin, right? They don't know anything about Bitcoin. I mean, are you laughing at me? Why are you laughing at me? I don't get it.
Well, you know, there's so many people out there, Joe, that think this Bitcoin is beyond the reach of the IRS, that it's somehow in some secret economy someplace that IRS can't reach, can't know about, can't learn about, and that it's non-taxable, and that's just simply not true. You know, the IRS has issued directives and guidance on this as far back as 5 years ago or so, maybe even more. I have to think about when that revenue ruling was issued. It doesn't matter. It's been at least 5 years. First of all, Bitcoin is a capital asset as far as the IRS is concerned, no different than IBM stock or any other stock that you can think of, and it is taxable as a capital asset. So what that means is if you buy Bitcoin for $1 and sell it for $3, you've got a $2 capital gain, and the IRS taxes that capital gain no differently, Joe, than if you sell the stock in the XYZ company, or you buy a bond, sell a bond for a profit, or for that matter, you sell a piece of property on the, you buy a piece of real estate on the corner and sell it 2 years later for a profit. All of that is subject to capital gain tax. And Bitcoin is no different. People need to understand that. Not only that, Joel, but the IRS has started issuing summonses. And this is going back about 3 years now, where the IRS has issued summonses to these Bitcoin clearinghouses. I forget exactly what the name is that they call these places that handle the Bitcoin transactions, but the IRS has issued summonses to these places to get the names and contact information for people that are trading Bitcoin through their clearinghouses. Joe, this is exactly what happened 15 years ago with Swiss banks. The IRS was able to crack the Swiss bankruptcy the Swiss bank security curtain that was in existence for 200 or 300 years by issuing summonses to the American branches of Swiss banks and finding out the names and contact information of American citizens who had these Swiss bank accounts. And these foreign bank account privacy rules, Joe, started dropping like dominoes. Exactly the same thing is happening with Bitcoin right now. Not just Bitcoin, but all these electronic currencies, these cryptocurrencies, all of them. And so, you know, anybody who's out there listening to us right now that thinks that the IRS can't find or won't ever know about their Bitcoin, you're dreaming, pal. You need to wake up and deal with the realities, because this is a real thing.
Wow. And there's so many people that do business on those. I know a fellow that may have to call you soon. He sells equipment using Bitcoin only. He'll only accept Bitcoin to buy and sell equipment.
You know? Yeah, well, he should call me, because he's probably in for a rude awakening at some point in the near future here.
Wow. It's just amazing. It never stops. I want to get back to what I'm really concerned about, is see people, the notices that will be coming down eventually. Somebody was asking me, let me see, do you get an extension of time on some of these issues where they don't get the letters out on time?
Well, the question is, what is on time, Joe? The response time that you have as a taxpayer is set by law, and it goes from the date of mailing of the notice. All right, so if the IRS mails, you know, notice A on day one, and you receive it, let's say, on day 7 or 8 or 9 or 10, your response time is controlled by the mailing date, which is normally shown on the date of the letter. Right? So, for example, in the case of the final notice that we were talking about in the last segment, you got 30 days from the date of mailing to respond to that notice. All right, so if you get the notice 15 days into the 30 days, that doesn't extend your time, because that's one of those statutory notices that we're talking about, a notice controlled by law as opposed to a discretionary notice that the IRS mails out because they want to be nice guys. As to any notice that they mail out that's discretionary, the agency can do anything they want with it. They can extend the time or not, totally within their discretion. And normally they're pretty good about extending times. But when we're talking about a statutory notice, one controlled by law, that cannot be extended. And this is very, very important to understand, because I guarantee you this drive. I've seen this happen 1,000 times where somebody receives one of these statutory notices and they don't know what they're looking at. And so they call the IRS and they say, well, can I get more time on this? And the person on the other end of the phone at the IRS says, sure, no problem. We'll give you more time. We're happy to help. Well, what they're doing is lying to the taxpayer, because when we're talking about a statutory notice, they don't have the discretion to give you more time. And they make the taxpayer believe that the IRS just did them a favor, when in fact the IRS just cut them off at the knees.
Yeah, so this person's trying to clarify this. Don't they have specific times to collect money? Does the back and forth in the mailings, the lag times, does that extend out your time to pay? Or their time
well,
to collect?
Well, again, it depends on what we're talking about. If we're talking about a statutory notice, no, it does not. If we're talking about these discretionary letters and conversations with a tax collector, a revenue officer, a person at the ACS phone lines, then yeah, it does. You're going to have that discretion. For example, if a revenue officer, a tax collector is assigned to your case, and that tax collector sends you a letter and says, I need the following information by X date. Let's say X date is May 1st. And he mails the letter on April 10th, and you receive it on April 30th, which is very possible these days, given what's going on with the mail out there.
Yep.
Well, you call that revenue officer up and say, look, I just got your letter yesterday. Can you give me 3 more weeks? And that revenue officer is going to say, sure, no problem. You got 3 more weeks. We're dealing with discretionary communications. You will have an opportunity to get more time. We're dealing with statutory notices. There is no discretion to extend the deadlines. You as a citizen, Joe, need to know the difference. And this is where my books are so important. For example, in my book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, I got a chapter in that book that shows you exactly what these notices are and what they look like, and whether they're discretionary or statutory, and whether you got flexibility with time frames or the time frames are set by law. You need to know that stuff.
All right, so I'm going to ask the expert, even though I think I know the answer to this question. You know, in California and some other states, they paid all the back rent for COVID. Does that money count as income?
Who paid it, Joe?
For state of California, for instance, there were people that hadn't paid their rent in 18 months. The state agreed to pay all that rent.
The federal tax code would take the position that the fair market value of that rent that was paid on their behalf is income to the recipient. So if the state of California paid $10,000 worth of delinquent rent, for example, you as the beneficiary of that government payment had $10,000 worth of income.
Okay. Second question: do state stimulus checks count as federal income?
Generally, the stimulus tax checks were specifically excluded from income, Joe. So I would say no to that one.
Yeah, because they actually were specific about state, because you know how state and feds always get along so well. So So that would be. I'm sorry. So that would not count in your opinion.
Yeah, typically those are not considered taxable income.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's all the little nuances. I mean, all the nightmares. I wouldn't even call them nuances, but all the nightmares have been created by all the programs that the feds and the states have put into place and that kind of stuff. It's just craziness at this point, isn't it?
Yeah, how do you keep it straight? You know, the tax code consists of more than 4 million words right now, Joe. Changed more than 5,900 times just since 2001. Now, just 4 million words, put that in context. In 2001, the tax code consisted of about 1.3 or 4 million words. Now we're north of 4 million in 20 years.
Wow.
This is just an astonishingly complicated, magnificently complicated tax code that beyond the capacity of any rational person to understand it. It's just so far out of control now, it's just not even measurable.
As my grandfather would say, this is a fascist plot, I'm telling you. Anyway, tell people when to get a hold of you real quick.
Yeah, taxhelponline.com, all one word, taxhelponline.com. Buy any book on my website at any price point. You get a free consultation directly and personally with me.
All right, Dan, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. People, you got me for the next hour. Don't go far. Pick us up after the break. We'll be right back.